And if you have kids unwrapping presents this Christmas Day, you may want to consider filming them. Ryan Casey, a 9-year-old YouTuber, just raked in nearly $30 million this year reviewing toys and making videos with his parents. For more on what's buzzing on social media this week, we're joined by Femi Okeh, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English. Femi, happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I do both. I do holidays and Merry Christmas because I've lived in the US for so long. I speak both languages. And I'm going to say hello, Christmas. Hello, Christmas, Robin, which in the UK would be hilarious. Greeting. How are you, Robin?
Well, I'm just fine. And so is Ryan Casey. Let's talk about, one of YouTuber's top earners. He does science experiments. He has these unboxing videos, plays a lot of make-believe with his dad on his YouTube channel, Ryan's World. Here's a clip where he's talking to a cardboard Santa about visiting a pretend hotel. Let's listen.
Santa?
Ho, 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 Ryan!
What are you doing in my house, Santa?
Well, I have this new North Pole hotel opening up. I was wondering if you could check it out and review it.
Sure! Since it's made by Santa, it must be great.
Okay, off they go into the episode. Femi, you get the sense he's either going to have a lot of therapy or be a well-adjusted creative kid. And his parents seem to be a big part of it. Talk about this, what you see as a winning formula.
Yeah, well, it all started as fun when Ryan was 4 years old. He was watching videos of kids on YouTube and he wanted to do it as well. So now he's 9. He's still sweet. He's bubbly. His mother is an educator. She quit her job to help make the video, so she knows how to connect with kids. Ryan's got 2 little twin sisters, Emma and Kate. They're adorable. As too is his dad, who pops up in the videos as well. So the entire mix is this bright, silly, fun family. And they're all basically like a real life cartoon, which I think is part of their appeal. But here's the but here. A lot of product placement on the Ryan's World YouTube channel. And they have been accused of misleading preschoolers. Because if you're that little, you're not going to know, is this toy an ad? Is this toy being a sponsored product? So there has been some pushback about that. In 2020, Ryan earned $29 million.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Who were some of the other top earners this year?
David Dobrik, he specializes in comedy stunts. One of my favorites was during the beginning of the lockdown when he gave away Xbox One X games to strangers who were shocked. Shocked that that would happen. Rhett and Link, the comedy duo, also in the top 10 list of YouTubers, high earners. From Good Mythical Morning, they earned $20 million this year. And Mr. Beast is a newcomer into the high rollers on YouTube influencers, Jim Donaldson. He earned $24 million. It's fun. It's goofy. He does stunts. One of my favourites one was when he was pretending to be a newsman, ringing up people, connecting with people quite randomly and giving them thousands of dollars. The reaction was so beautiful, so poignant that it even touched Mr. Beast himself. And to see those videos, you just have to look at Mr. Beast on YouTube to see why they making millions of dollars on YouTube and we are not.
We will link people up at herenow.org. But meanwhile, let's go to Facebook because 300,000 users have signed up to attend a virtual second inauguration for President Trump on January 20th. Of course, he did not win. He will not be inaugurated. The real inauguration is for Joe Biden. But talk about the creators of this event.
So this is not a joke. This is a real virtual event that is planned for the 20th of January 2021 at 12 p.m. Eastern. So the group who put it together, they describe themselves as a grassroots collection of private individuals. They're supporters of President Donald J. Trump, and they are putting on this virtual event to basically is counter-programming against the real inauguration. And Facebook have very carefully labelled this as it's misinformation. They have a link where you can get tickets for this virtual inauguration of President J. Trump. And you can get the tickets there. But Facebook say that this is not accurate election information. This is where you need to click to get accurate information and say what you just said and what many journalists continue to say when Trump supporters say and claim that President J. Trump should be president next year after January the 20th. 66,000 people say that they are definitely attending and more have said that they are interested, Robin. So it gives you an idea of the little corners of the internet and social media where there are different points of view.
Look, we've only got a minute, and I want to make sure we get another corner of the universe there. It's Black Twitter. You've got one story to tell us? Real quick.
Oh, yes, I do. All right. So December the 21st, for various reasons, became known as the Negro Solstice, the day when people on Black Twitter would get superpowers. It was all to do with Lottie Dot, who said on this day we would wake up as people of colour with amazing superpowers. Black Twitter had a field day. If you look out for Black Twitter and Negro Solstice, you'll see some of the very, very funny memes. And then also some pushback from Janny G, who says, you're going to owe that girl an apology when December the 21st hits and we all wake up as X-Men. I am not an X-woman. But
Femi, I'm going to have to leave it at that.
Next year.
Yep. I'll hook people up. Femi Okeh of the Stream Al Jazeera English, thank you.
You're so welcome.